Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, an interesting look at gaming and a little politics with Bill Thompson of UNLV. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamick, Sean McGinnis, and Bill Uffelman. It's all coming up next on our all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Have your pantries turned into a food museum? Unused cans and boxes get lost. California Closets can organize your pantry so that everything stays fresh. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You have extra room in your house that you don't even know about. California Closets can transform an office or spare room into a multifunctional space by adding a Murphy bed. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome to the program William Thompson. He is Professor Emeritus of Public Administration at UNLV, an expert on gaming across this country and around the world. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
I'm happy to be here this morning.
I did want to start out with a political question just off the top before we get to the gaming issues. Your thoughts on what happened over this weekend at the Republican State Convention?
Well, I'm not sure if I have thoughts about what happened. I don't know what really happened. I just know that Ron Paul wants to stay in the race. And I figure this is okay, and the Republicans should let him stay in the race and find out what he wants, and maybe what he wants is just to be able to give a speech at the convention. I'd give him an hour. I'd let him say everything he wants to say. Make sure he's a Republican and he identifies with the Republicans. I know his son's a U.S. Senator, a Republican. The Republican Party does not want Ron Paul going third party and running an independent campaign. That would pretty well ruin Mitt Romney. So keep Ron Paul happy. I don't know what he wants, but he's got a bunch of ideas. But hey, 300 million people have ideas. Well, give him a stage, let him put his ideas out there. In the mishmash of things, three or four of them are probably pretty good ideas, and Romney could probably agree with him on a few things. But keep him happy. That's what the Republicans should do.
The historical perspective I was thinking about was the organization level here. The Ron Paulites are very, very well organized. Obviously, they've taken over the state party. And I kind of thought about how the Christian coalition put things together during the Reagan election years when they used Christian radio to organize and really skunk the mainstream of the Republican Party. Do you recall that?
Well, I recall Reagan won the presidency a couple times. I figure if the Republican Party, by keeping Ron Paul happy, could get his organization to work for Mitt Romney, that would do wonderful things for the Republican Party. Nevada is going to be a close state. It's a toss-up state, and the help of the Ron Paul organization would be critical to Mitt Romney winning Nevada.
Interesting. Let's change to gaming stories. My good friend Howard Stutz had a story yesterday, how far has Vegas fallen? And he was talking about the $300 million that's going to be invested into the Sahara Hotel to reopen the 1,600-room property as a boutique property. I kind of feel it's the other way around. Isn't this the way the recovery really comes through?
Why is he calling a $300 million investment in Las Vegas something saying we're falling? It seems to me we're still attracting money, and given the recent recession and the worldwide competition, I think Las Vegas has done wonderfully well. The casinos have stayed on their feet. The only ones with serious problems have problems because of debt structure, not because of gaming activity. I think Las Vegas has done very well, and I think it's wonderful somebody's putting $300 million in the Sahara.
The union gaming analyst Bill Lerner several months ago said that with the way that the traffic counts are going at the airport, on the highway, international business, that we not only need to reopen the Sahara, but we also need to open the Fontainebleau, and we also need to start work on at least a portion of the Echelon project, because otherwise the occupancy level will be unsustainable. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think it's wonderful and optimistic for him to say that, and I would love to say I agree with it. I haven't looked that closely at it, but I just feel it's wonderful that Las Vegas has been able to keep our collective act together over the last 3-4 years. We haven't lost a big property at all. Sahara was about the only big casino that closed, and now it looks like it's going to reopen. I think we've done well, and his words say we have a great future. And I might comment that I spent the fall in Macau, and I have one basic conclusion some people disagree with, but Macau helps Las Vegas, and three operators we have, Steve Wynn, Sheldon Adelson, and Krikorian with the MGM, they've all been helped immeasurably because of the revenue flows they've had in Macau, and that has helped their operations in Las Vegas.
One of the things that I always look at is that with the tax rates so high in Macau, that it bodes well for these casino operators to fly their high rollers to Las Vegas, because they can make a heck of a lot more money with the tax rates they pay in Nevada versus the tax rates they pay in Macau. Would you agree on that?
That's an interesting take, but we can mine China through Macau with our operators being active in Macau. And yes, they can bring players here. Now, one thing I'll comment on with Macau, and it is $35 billion a year or so over there, they're not taking gambling away from Las Vegas. The players they have are new created players that come out of mainland China. Those players would be ripe for coming to Las Vegas also.
All right, let's take a break. More with Professor Bill Thompson when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
2008, an economic meltdown.
Worst financial collapse since the Great Depression.
4.4 million jobs lost.
American workers were laid off in numbers not seen in over three decades.
America's economy spiraling down.
The biggest point drop that has ever been seen in a day.
All before this president took the oath.
So help me God.
Some said our best days were behind us, but not him.
Don't bet against the American worker.
He believed in us. fought for us. And today, our auto industry is back, firing on all cylinders. Our greatest enemy brought to justice by our greatest heroes. Our troops are home from Iraq. Instead of losing jobs, we're creating them. Over 4.2 million so far. We're not there yet. It's still too hard for too many. But we're coming back because America's greatness comes from a strong middle class. Because you don't quit, and neither does he.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state in back taxes? Hi, I'm Max with Blue Tax. Due to the current economy, the IRS and state tax agencies are being more lenient, but this won't last long. Here's how it works. Let's say you owe $20,000. With Blue Tax, this is what your settlement could look like. Great, right? There are many relief programs that taxpayers just don't know about, and you could wind up paying way less than you owe. Our team of attorneys and enrolled agents can negotiate settlements, lift bank levies, remove wage garnishments, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce back payroll taxes. And at Blue Tax, we mean business. Those are my tax attorneys, and they don't mess around. They'll call the IRS or state on your behalf and negotiate your settlement for you. It's that easy. So call us right now for a free consultation at 800-969-2984. Or visit www.bluetax.com. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. 800-969-2984.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with noted gaming expert Bill Thompson of UNLV. Interesting, you were talking about spending a lengthy amount of time in Macau and how we're developing all these new players from China, and that this will not be competition for Las Vegas, but an opportunity. How did we screw it up so badly with Indian gaming, where not so much in Las Vegas, but certainly in northern Nevada, we've taken this giant hit? Shouldn't we be sending planes and buses down to these Indian casinos to bring them to Nevada, where the deal is so much better?
Yeah, Reno's got to do the work. Las Vegas hasn't been hurt by the Indian casinos around the country. As a matter of fact, the expansion of gaming across the United States has helped Las Vegas. With the exception of the recent recession, our revenues went up every year and went up in major percentages after 1989 when the Indian casinos began because of the 1988 Indian Gaming Act. And the riverboats began in 1989 and the spread through America. Our revenues went up every year, and acceleration of the increase was noted, and we had our biggest expansions in these years. So it hasn't hurt us, but northern Nevada, it's direct competition on that highway, I-80, when the Native Americans built a casino near Sacramento. That hurt, that devastated Reno. Reno's just has to offer more things to the tourist, make it more than just a drive-in of place, and I'm sure over the years Reno's done that. On the other hand, Reno does develop non-gaming businesses much better than Las Vegas does, so I think that also is a hope for Reno. But there are things that can be done, but Indian gaming has not hurt Nevada, but it has hurt Reno.
As you looked at Macau and you went to the various properties there owned by American yes. gaming companies, how blown away yes. were you? Because these numbers are just phenomenal.
Look, I've seen the new properties. If Steve Wynn opens another property or Adelson to say this is the best in the world, I've been through this 10 times in Las Vegas. I've seen the Bellagio. I've seen the Mirage. I've seen Palazzo. I've seen Venetian. How many more grandiose places can we have? The thing I noticed in Macau is nobody's drinking and everybody's gambling, and nobody's walking around looking at the buildings. They come into Macau, they cross the border, they get on a bus, they go to a casino, they go to one casino, they spend one day, they get on the bus, go back to the border and either fly off or take a train or a bus to their home place in China. They're not tourists, they're gamblers. And there's a tremendous market for gamblers. There's, you know, over a billion people in China, and they're within 2 or 3 hours of a flight of Macau. So they've just got the golden goose. But they're not a tourist center. And the one thing, it's very difficult to walk from one casino to another. Traffic's awful for people walking. It's not a fun place to be. They had a show, a big water show at the City of Dreams Casino. And I said, well, can I get tickets? They said, no, you got to wait a month. It's the only show in town. That's not Vegas. We sell a tourist product. Our typical visitor spends 4 days here, goes to 6 casinos, and gambles in 4 casinos. Their typical person goes to 1 casino, gets on a bus, goes back and forth, gets out of town, and that's it. But in the process, they gamble 10 times what our visitors gamble.
Sheldon Adelson's model there seems to be brilliant to me, which is that he lets the hotel parts of these new buildings be controlled by the various brand names, but he controls all the gaming in every property. Just amazing.
Yeah, that's great. And the hotels are going to, therefore, have to charge very high rates. So it is $300, $400 a night. And you don't get the tourist traffic with that. But he has elegant properties. And that was his formula, the four-wall notion that made the Venetian a very successful property in Las Vegas. So he has a model down. He's also looking at conventions. And he wants to change the flow of things in Macau. So I pat him on the back. He's doing something, trying to make Macau a little more like Las Vegas. And I wish him luck. In Las Vegas, of the money tourists bring in, only 40% is gambling. These are tourists that stay on the strip. Only 40% is gambling. In Macau, the money brought in, over 90% is gambling.
And that's where the money is. Bill Thompson, thank you so much for being on the show. I just wish we could have gotten you fired up today, but thank you so much for being
here.
Yeah, right. Please come back soon. I really appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
How does sourdough artichoke pesto and jalapeno jack sound? These are just a few of our many breads baked fresh daily here at House of Bread. That's House of Bread at 1185 California Avenue.
Not too long ago, this was considered state-of-the-art rug cleaning. Today, this is the state-of-the-art, and the only one to offer it in Northern Nevada is the Carpet Tender. Thanks to an incredibly powerful vacuum and dusting system, the amount of dirt removed by this system before actual washing begins is amazing. Nothing comes close to the Carpet Tender rug washing plant for unbeatable washing of all your area rugs, including Orientals, Navajos, and other heirloom rugs. Call the Carpet Tender. Remember, it's the Carpet Tender, or something less.
Reno Auto Sound is now serving you better than ever. We sell numerous high-tech audio and video products from Pioneer, JBL, Kenwood, Infinity, JL Audio, and many others. We also offer auto alarms, DVD players, navigation systems, and window tinting for just $99 on any car. Or how about installing a remote car start for just $199 or a brand-name CD player for just $99? We can install any equipment purchased at Reno Auto Sound or elsewhere.
I'm heading down to Reno Auto Sound. Reno Auto Sound.
Hi, I'm attorney Angela Bolentini. Growing up in Carson City, I've seen people taken advantage of by insurance companies after an auto accident. Don't deal with an insurance company yourself. Call me for a free case evaluation, and I will help you get the compensation you deserve.
Listen to our sports partner, the new ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick, the Washoe County District Attorney, is here. Bill Uffelman, President of the Nevada Bankers Association. And Sean McGinnis, Attorney with Lewis & Rocha. Pleasure to have you all here. So, interesting story developing in Las Vegas out of Metro, which is that they're not going with cameras on the vehicles, but they want to have these body cameras that officers can wear. And they're saying it's for not only the safety of the public, but also for the safety of the officers. And the police union down there is saying, hey, if you're going to have these kind of cameras, that's a whole nother contract issue that needs to come up. How do you feel about that?
That's a two-edged sword. I believe it's a comment you made a minute ago, because if it's in your favor, it's great. If your officers lose control or do something stupid, it's not so great.
But where does it become a union issue, or a contract issue, I should say?
Who knows? With the unions anymore and everything we have to deal with, anything and everything that comes up becomes a union issue. And what? Extra weight, extra equipment? We have to babysit it? I don't know. They'll come up with, I'm quite sure, quite a few different approaches as to why it should be more money just because they have these cameras on them.
Would you like to see something that like that done in Washoe County?
No.
Why?
Because what I was just saying, there's times when those things can get in the way. Look how much equipment. Take a look at an officer today, the next one you see, and see how much equipment they're carrying on them. And now you just go ahead and put a camera on there, too, that they have to babysit and take care of. We get people hurt because they have so much equipment and so many things on them now to get their job done, and that's not what they're out there for. In fact, this is getting so far out of shape that they had a big conference here a couple of weeks ago back in Washington to address the idea of officers getting hurt and killed on the streets and try to come up with ideas to alleviate that. And unless that camera is absolutely paramount to what they're doing, no, I can't see putting something else on them. It's in the vehicles now.
Bill Uffelman, you know, if you go to London, CCTV cameras everywhere. How do you think about this? I mean, is it a public safety issue on both sides for the officers as well as the people who might be stopped by the officers?
I think, you know, there are days that the camera plays a positive role, and there are days, depending whose side you're on, they play a negative role. And, you know, London, you don't have a U.S. constitution. You don't have state constitutions. Been there, seen that. I've been in U.S. cities that have more camera coverage. But the notion that I think in the end it's net positive to have the video, and as was said, more things hanging off of that uniform, or the, you know, when, by the time you suit up, suddenly you're twice your weight. That's tough for somebody that maybe has to run after somebody or try and take them down. You got this other thing in the way.
Sean, there's been a lot of different incidents in Las Vegas that have been written about by the Las Vegas Review Journal. Your thoughts on this?
Well, I agree with my colleagues. I mean, it's a double-edged sword. I mean, there are times when you could see where there could be benefits. I guess from a legal perspective, thinking as a lawyer, depending on what side you're on in a case or in something, that this could cut one way or the other. It could help in some instances and could hurt your client in another.
All right, let's change topics here.
Where do we draw the line? Just one more comment. Where do we draw the line? When do we stop all this Big Brother is watching everything we do routine?
Hang on, you're in charge of
and
Big
all
Brother.
I'm in favor of all this either.
Okay, all right.
When does this transparency slow down?
You have more Big Brother working on your behalf than anybody. And don't you look at that as beneficial to what you do? That you can have, you know, whatever devices that you can get a judge to say okay to?
Some of the things are good, but I'm also a citizen of this country, and I also have my rights, and I also enjoy my privacy. And we just keep going further and further, and further and further and further. Where do we stop? That's what I'm saying.
Is there any realistic expectation of privacy in this country anymore, especially in a casino town where you can't walk through a building without being hit by 100 cameras?
Oh, inside of a building in a casino is fine. We got 169 cameras down there at Millsby Lane. 169 cameras.
That's the Justice Center.
Yes. And so you're sitting there going, yes, I do. In fact,
why?
I disconnected the one in the elevator that we use for the office only. Because there's times you just would like to have a little bit of privacy. And I understand what you're saying, but my question is, when do we draw the line? When do we say, that's enough?
Okay, so my question to you then, Bill, as we go off into a whole different topic area, is who gets to decide where to draw the line? Is it law enforcement or is it the public?
Well, I think in the end, the public is the ultimate, has the ultimate say-so.
How do they do that?
Well, they vote people out. They bring lawsuits and all those things. But the question then becomes, okay, you've got all these cameras, you've got all this tape, but what if the camera, suddenly the action takes place off camera? You know, you have an expectation. He's pushing, you know, good guy pushing bad guy, or vice versa, and suddenly you go off camera, you hear more noise, and somebody becomes the victor. But the question is, what really transpired? You have tape that raises expectations, but doesn't fulfill the promise. And that's where you really get into questions of, is it in fact helpful or not helpful? And as I've always said, you know, as long as I'm not doing anything bad, I can deal with it. I can live with it. But there are times you wonder, well, why do we need that camera there? What's that all about?
Sean, you get the last word on this.
Well, I think about
it. I mean, don't
it.
You feel a sense of frustration?
Well, it is frustrating, but I think about it with the cameras. I mean, sometimes when something is filmed, it doesn't pick up exactly what's happening. You make a very good point. Something happens off camera. There's something that doesn't translate exactly. There's oftentimes people will watch something on television, and they'll get a different impression than someone that's sitting there live watching the same thing happening. So I think, you know, we can't just say the cameras are the end all and be all.
And on that, I would have to agree with you, sir. That's where we have to leave it. A spirited discussion, not the one I'd planned, but thanks all for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Seems like everybody's selling carpet these days, from installers to box stores. Are you really getting a good deal? At Washburn, we've been selling carpet for over 50 years. That's all we do. We can help you find the best carpet from the largest selection at the lowest prices. Washburn takes full responsibility for your carpet installation. Most of the other guys just give you a list of installers. Good luck. Our installers are the best in town. They show up on time and do the job right. So come to Washburn, where you'll always find first quality carpet for less.
With all the uncertainty around healthcare, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently.
My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription.
And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
This weekend, come to the Gordon's Photo Service Anniversary Sale, and you'll have reason to celebrate. This Friday and Saturday, save up to 50% on camera bags and accessories throughout the store. 4 gigabyte memory cards, usually $19.95 each, are 2 for $20. Bring your film or digital camera to the cleaning clinic on Saturday and have your questions answered by factory representatives. Gordon's Photo Service Anniversary Sale, this Friday and Saturday only. Gordon's Photo Service, in Reno and Carson City.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, we're going to go on the road to Davis, California, to UC Davis, and we'll talk with Dr. David Amaral, one of the people who's heading up the Mind Institute. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.